You're listening to HG 101, a proud part of the Greenlit Podcast Network. Hey there, loyal listeners. As you know, the Top Games Podcast is made possible by Hardcore Gaming 101's Patreon supporters, who help keep this show alive by donating as little as $2 each month. If you were to join them in doing that, you would not only help keep the lights on at HG 101 Towers, you'd also get access to our super secret Patreon RSS feed, which is full of ad-free versions of this podcast with exclusive bonus game rankings. Here's a taste of what you've been missing. We're doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. 1989 was ground zero for the Ninja Turtles. That was their year.
And you could tell because the Transformers franchise collapsed.
Transformers never had that toy. You had to like strap your Ninja Turtle under a toilet that had slime flushed down through it. That actually happened. Look it up.
I remember a few years ago, they were selling in stores like the original molds for the Ninja Turtle toys. And I was like, I got to get all of these. I'm going to relive. And then and like at a certain point, I'm like, wait a second. I'm not going to use this. Like, this is garbage.
You mind if I kind of bring focus back to the game real quick?
If you have to.
Go to patreon.com/HG101 and pledge a couple bucks. That's patreon.com/HG101. Act now and be a hero.
Some this is painfully obvious, but hardcore gaming means it ain't for the novices. The main source to brain train your knowledge and lay maintain with a course aimed at colleges. To HG 101 we give the honor, thanks to Kirk Alada, Xerxes to host it proper, as well as Satanga, Cal and Bobinator, Booker Hart and others discuss and discover all the 47,000 games, and when they rate them you can bet it's scientifically locked in position. Speaking of which, no system is obscure, and look, they wrote a book about it, go out and cop yours.
Hello and welcome to HardcoreGaming101.net's Top 47,858 Games of All Time podcast, where we objectively, definitively, and scientifically rank the games that you nominate. My name is Xerxes, and I'm the show's main host and producer, and on this podcast we have three rules. Rule 1, all rankings are final, official, and scientifically accurate. Rule 2, you can nominate one game at a time via 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher. Those are the ones we try to get to first. You can also go to bit.ly/rankthisplease and add a game to the slush pile and cross your fingers. We make no guarantees on those. Rule number 3, you can nominate games that have already been nominated, just don't nominate games you've already ranked. See the master list for yourself. It's at bit.ly/47kgames. That's bit.ly/47kgames.
Hey, what are you suggesting?
Hello there, I am Satanga. This is Hardcore Game 101 Presents Top 47K Games, and we are discussing Samurai Showdown, the original. With me to discuss it is...
I'm Bobinator.
I'm Carl.
And I'm the Great Clay.
Yes, Samurai Showdown, the start of a fighting game series that would grow on to be fairly prosperous, released in July 7th, 1993, and this one was nominated by, I don't have the name, oh, The Phantom Menace, by an Apple Podcast. Gotcha. I had to scroll back, not forward on that. But yes, this is an SNK fighting game in the earlier half of the Neo Geo's lifespan. Came after Fatal Fury and Art of Fighting, but 1 year before the King of Fighters 3-on-3 series would become SNK's bread and butter. But Samurai Showdown itself, it was something of a hit for being, as far as I know, the very, very first fighting game. Probably not the very first, but at least one of the first recognized fighting games to have weapons versus each other instead of fists.
It is the first. We're kind of like post Street Fighter 2, but if you want to be pedantic, there's Gladiator, a bunch before that, but Barbarian. You know,
the Biles Toad, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a follow-on from the revitalization of the fighting game genre that sort of carried on from Street Fighter 2. And so this one, they're like, let's put weapons in it, and we'll call it Samurai Show. No, actually, we'll call it Samurai Spirits, and then for some reason it's called Showdown as well.
So what I heard is they were going to call the game Shogun Showdown, so then the spelling would have made sense, but then they changed it, so now it doesn't, and it bugs the heck out of me.
Yeah, there should be a W there. I recognize the Shogun pun and spelling Showdown the way it is, but considering SNK's track record with translation, it could maybe potentially also be a series-wide boner that they never really bothered to correct.
Well, because it's basically called Spirits in Japan, because if you play the game, which we have, I promise you, there's really not that many samurai. There's maybe 2-3, depending on what you count as a samurai.
I think Jubei is the only actual true samurai who's indebted to a lord. Anyone else who would potentially qualify as really more of a ronin, then there's ninja, then there's a kabuki actor.
There's the giant American guy with an...
Yeah, like, Earthquake is basically a Fist of the North Star villain.
Oh shit, you're right. Yeah, I will say this game does have some pretty crazy and immediately classic character design. I mean, Genan's this little green freak who is clearly not Blanca. Tam Tam is a potentially caricaturic a South American tribal warrior, and Charlotte is just awesome. She's cool.
She's clearly they have a fascination with Joan of Arc. She's clearly just Joan of Arc.
Agreed. But
in like space marine armor or something, she has shoulder pads. They are big.
Well, yeah, it's so the sword will come closer to cutting your head off.
But they got rid of Cham Cham. I think even they realized Cham Cham was a bit iffy, so they got
Tam
rid of
Tam. Actually,
Tam Tam.
Cham Cham. Cham's her his sister, replacement, who took his place in Samurai Showdown 2 and looked a bit like Lum from Urusei Yatsura.
Yeah, they put in a cat girl. This one doesn't have any cat girls. Sorry.
Yeah, the same year as Felicia was created, so I don't know where the chicken came before the egg here.
So this one is, as we said, it's weapon-based, and that doesn't make a lot of sense, kind of just saying it, like, oh, you get weapons. But it really is a functional difference in this game. It's not, because you got Vega, or whatever, the guy with the claw hand, Mr. Claw
Hand. Yes, Genan.
This game, it actually feels like weapons. They don't clash or anything, except they do, but not. It's stupid. That whole thing is dumb.
Yeah.
But the characters have range. Their hitboxes and I guess their hurtboxes are kind of based more on the swords and the weapons they have. They don't have a lot of melee attacks otherwise. You can kick. Most characters have some sort of kick or a shove, but everything is bound to them hitting with their weapon, more or less. And it uses a slightly odd Neo Geo control scheme because it's got four buttons. So you got light attack, medium attack, and then you press those two at the same time and you get heavy attack. And then you got kick and other kick. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
A little weird. I think those...
Samurai has always had a weird control scheme. But what really needs to be elaborated on is what you said. You have weapons, and then they matter in this game, unlike something else that's been going around for 20 extra years where you have weapons that feel like Nerf bats. You do a lot of damage in this game.
I hate it.
Oh, yeah. I want to say a huge emphasis on the game, at least through my perspective, is trying to get in as many heavy slashes as you can, because you could potentially end the fight in like three of those if you play your cards right.
The thing is, you can't play this game like a lot of other fighting games. You can't really like focus on getting in and doing really good combos. You gotta be on the defensive. You gotta wait for openings and get in whatever hits you can, and just
that needs an
not
explanation
leave yourself open.
This game, Street Fighter 2, was popular, obviously, at this point. That's very clear. But the idea that all fighting games needed combos was, I don't think, cemented yet. So this game doesn't really have combos. I don't know if there's... I don't know if there's oodles of videos of online of people like, yeah, if you just do this super mega awesome, like, hack, you can...
Well,
you can do combos, but...
What year did you say this was?
1993.
93, yeah, so Super Turbo wasn't out yet. Although the glitch combos existed at this point, so...
Yeah.
And they weren't...
I mean, it's not like... Combos were not considered the... Like, at this point, if you make a fighting game without combos, you basically kind of stand up and say, it doesn't have combos! And everyone kind of looks at you, like, shocked. Like, what the hell are you doing with this?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
but when they made this game, they're like, it's a solid fighting... It's a weapon game. It's a fighting game. That didn't confuse people that there weren't specifically like combos in it.
Yeah. So
it just plays like that. And it takes a lot of getting used to because it is, as far as I can tell, like one of the better ways to play the game if you're not, you know, a super expert is to try and get in a hit or two and then basically force your opponent to try and get a hit at you. And then, because I think you've got more damage on counter hit or something. The game doesn't really make that clear, but you can get absolutely shredded on counter hits.
Damage feels kind of random. At least it is if you're playing its computer.
Mm. Which would surprise me for an SNK. Yeah, no, I totally... Well, so this game, as I recall, I've played like all of these, and they kind of blend together a little in my head, even after playing Samurai Showdown again. The series has kind of a weird thing on what looks like a light hit and what looks like a heavy hit. Like, in Street Fighter, kind of a little bit of this, you know, it's like, well, what the hell's a medium kick supposed to look like compared to a heavy kick? But, so there's times in this game where you get hit by something and you're like, bullshit, that was a heavy slash, I'm missing half my health bar.
I do think that, yeah, it's very difficult to tell what the heck is going on if you jump into the game. It's very difficult, because it very rarely feels like the timing of the moves, the amount of time it takes to get out, like, a heavy slash doesn't really feel that different from a light slash, with different characters' movesets and, you know, between the whole cast. It is strange, because, you know, you would, if you were to think of, like an actual, you know, using a sword, or something, you would expect, you know, kind of a bit of wind-up to really, you know, swing, like, a hard hit. Whereas in this one, it can be quite difficult to spot what is a heavy hit, and then you get hit by it, and like, oh, okay, so that's all my health then. And also, because it has the POW bar, which is absolute nonsense. I hate it.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about it. Just gives you a damage buff you filled up, right? Doesn't even need
you don't fill it up. It's filled up by receiving damage, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's like a revenge mechanic. Because I think right. I was just watching somebody play... what's the series with the two planes, SNK? Is that Art of Fighting?
Or that's Fatal Fury.
Fatal Fury. And they were that also has like a power... One of those has like a power bar like Samurai Showdown, where when it's filled up, you just do more damage.
But, yeah, you hear people complain about comeback mechanics in fighting games a lot if you hang around those circles, but I'd say this is probably like the first clearest example of that kind of thing.
Yeah, for better or worse, it was kind of a... precedence that I'm not sure how many other fighting games... Well, I guess consider maybe the year after that the Super Combo Bar was made in Super SF2 Turbo, and maybe that's a little comebacky? I don't know.
I mean, this one certainly... when you play this one, because how few hits it takes to lose, if you're landing... Because you land several light hits or several medium hits with your sword, and it's like, okay, they took very little damage... And then they get into POW, and you mess up one hit, and they're like, okay, hit! And you're like, ah, half my health is gone. That was very satisfying to already have lost.
Yeah. I don't think they should have put the heavy hits on the two buttons. That's not nice, SNK.
I'm sorry, please go ahead.
The control scheme was refined in Samurai Showdown 3 onward, but... It is a little bit of a slog the first two have to deal with, better or worse.
It's also interesting that the second game is usually considered kind of the better of the classic ones, isn't it? I mean, we're not playing the second game here, but...
I could say a bit about 2, but you go first, Bob.
Well, yeah, I feel like Samurai Showdown 2 is kind of more refinement of this game. I could be wrong, but I feel like the general feeling of, like, 3 and 4 is that it's more of a faster, more offense-focused game, so it definitely does have a different feel to it.
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask, though, is, speaking of control issues, did anybody ever feel like some special moves just didn't happen?
I hate the inputs in this. I can do them, but, oh, God, they're difficult.
Yeah, they're strict as hell in this game.
Yeah.
Early 90s fighting games.
Uh-huh.
I would be surprised if these ones weren't, like, really tied to the frames, like old, like original Street Fighter, where you have to frame.
It is very difficult, and it can get very frustrating, especially if you're not playing this game for, you know, long enough to get the exact timings down, because we're really... I'm sure it was more tolerable if you're playing this game bleeding fresh in the arcade, but...
Because this one, you have... Like, I remember this. You almost have to go down, let go, down, forward, let go, forward. Doing a swoosh doesn't work. You have to go dunk, dunk, dunk.
Yeah, you got to do a slow swoosh.
Yeah, that's what. But although going on special moves in this game, I don't think they should have had them. They feel weird in this game.
That's a claim.
It is a claim, and
actually, you know, I'm going to agree with you to an extent, and maybe this is a bit of a failing throughout the series, that special moves just don't feel as meaty as they do to land a basic strong hit. Yeah. And I guess they're really more there for utility more than anything, like spacing and countering, but...
yeah, I mean, because like Haomaru, his like tornado just feels weird. Like, I never feel like it connects as well as it... Even like King of Fighter special moves, which can feel weird at times from some characters, they feel more useful
than
these.
That tornado does, like, no damage, so you barely ever want to use it, except unless you want to make your opponent do something else.
Or if you're in
which
PAL.
Which I guess is a good reason to use it.
It's a pain.
In any fighting game, you shouldn't entirely rely on special moves, but it feels like that there's a good balance between normals and specials that... keep one from really overshadowing the other. But here, the fundamentals are strong, perhaps to a fault, because your basics really seem... You could just go through a fight just sticking entirely to the basics between both people, and, you know, it still feels like the game would be in line, like that's how it was potentially made.
This interesting thing is also this game has not a run button, but you do run in this game. You double tap forward and you run forward, correct?
I want to say this is the first fighting game that lets you do that, so that is kind of a big deal.
93? Oh, cool. That might about be.
Maybe.
And the important thing about that is obviously all of your ranged specials lose quite a bit of effect if the distance that you can close in this game is pretty much instant. You can't play a long game very readily, and a lot of the specials have a long wind down time. Your character
can't
stand around like a dingus for literally a second, and it's like, oh, okay, I guess I get my ass kicked now. Whenever you break one out.
Other thing is like the tornado has this forever startup, forever cooldown, and it's just you can just win by going wah-doo, long hit or strong hit.
Yeah. I like some things. I like the animal friends, because I like any game that lets you throw animals at people, but,
you throw a dog at people so hard, she catches fire.
Yeah, Galford's pretty rad. He's, Poppy probably overshadows him in popularity, but, you know.
I think Galford is bottom tier in this game. I looked up the tier list at some point. I think he's right near
the tier list for this game would be, actually. That's a good question.
I just like how, well, I'm playing Jane Vanilla Man, so I just really like Haomaru, but I gotta look up this tier list now.
He's apparently, he's mid-ish tier, I think. I'm trying to remember, I can't remember who's the top, I'm sorry everybody. Is it the ninja? The ninja? I'm doing
Hanzo.
It. Here I go.
Yes.
Because these tier lists that I'm referencing, I think are based on Japanese tournaments, I think recent-ish, just like the win-loss rate in those. They're not, they're not carefully determined tier lists. They're just kind of...
I don't think Samurai Showdown, the original on Neo Geo, has a whole lot of a competitive scene these days.
Probably
like
not.
Like I mentioned earlier, the classic ones tends to be two, so...
Yeah, and this the franchise, I haven't played it yet, but I am actually pretty interested in it. Just released a new one. 2019, they released a new game called Samurai Showdown.
Sure. Because, I was into that if they put it on PC, but I guess they...
This trend of naming things...
the same game!
This, yuck.
Although,
God of War, Hitman,
hold on.
Doom, I love all those games, but for... I don't know how...
My research for this episode was a pain in the ass, because I'm like, tell me about Samurai Showdown, and they're like, Samurai Showdown is a sword fighting game from 2019. I'm like, thanks!
Wow, the Neo Geo had staying power.
Well, all that homebrew, it just keeps on going.
But surprisingly, yeah.
What was he going
to also say? The tier list I'm looking at says Charlotte's the best character.
Yeah, that's right. Charlotte is very.
She is kind of design wise. She's like a top five favorite fighting game feature.
I mean, that makes sense. Don't she have like a lot of like long range?
She's
pokes?
Fast and has long range specials.
That you want that in a game like this. You want to like stay away from the other guy as much as you can.
The pokes, in this game are super important. This game, holy
like
smokes!
Archibald Cunningham from Rob Roy. That's a reference.
Anyway, Samurai Showdown. Is there a lot more to say about the game itself?
There is one more thing I wanted to mention mechanically, and it relates to the use of weapons.
Oh yeah,
because through. I forget exactly how. I think this might be due to weapon clashes when you guys strike simultaneously and then you got a button mash to try and prevent it. Whoever loses said clash, or sometimes there's a tie, they lose their weapons and you have to pick them back up. Otherwise, you just fight with your fists very ineffectively. And, this was more pronounced in sequels where super moves were given that would actually disarm the opponents. But here it just kind of happened through weapon clashes, and maybe if there's another method, I'm not sure how, but the weapon kind of blows.
The weapon clash are super weird because the people who did like a port of this game a few years ago.
Really? Oh my god.
I don't know what port it was, but they looked into the code, and mashing when you're doing a weapon clash does literally nothing.
It just pulls a random integer, apparently.
And that's really weird.
I tried to test it, but I kept losing my weapon when I didn't mash the button, so I think I'm just really unlucky.
It's possible.
Luck in a fighting game. Who'd have thunk it? It's just like Smash Brothers. Okay, I'm being a dick.
He's not allowed to rank this game now. He's just showing
speaking up. Of luck, there's another really weird thing where a guy will sometimes run in the background and throw out things.
Yes,
sometimes
he'll
try to throw bombs at you. Sometimes he'll give you health. It's really weird and kind of...
Fun fact, the delivery man's name is Hikyaku, and he was actually playable in the Game Boy version of Samurai Showdown.
That's interesting, though, because it's really kind of part of that Wild West design of findings back then, just all this crazy stuff you're really kind of not allowed to do now.
I mean, the interesting thing about
bonkers.
His ability to drop healing items, due to what we said, how you take a lot of damage in this game, it is fairly ineffectual to the actual outcome of the fight for the most part.
Yeah. Or he can drop bombs, which also
the bombs could mess you up. Those are the real danger. He also drops like money sometimes because everybody needs more points in a fighting game.
Well, yes, it was an arcade game.
The day.
I mean, you're not finishing this game. Jesus Christ, the AI in this game. Oh my god.
I mean, it is an SNK game, I'm just saying.
Yep. Well, I have beaten it, and I can tell you that the boss, Amakusa, is definitely no pushover.
The game will grind you into a paste. The AI, as I understand it, does actually have the capacity to use what it reads of your move inputs, and it will punish you for using the same thing over and over. So, essentially, if you try and cheese the AI will basically instantly respond to what you're doing in a way that, you know.
Yeah. SNK, that was always their trick, because SNK games were more move-ready than, I shouldn't say more than complete bullshit moves, because boy howdy, they had those. But that was always the trick about SNK bosses, is you could just bait them by doing one thing and then responding up with the next thing. So,
I think the AI was at its most vicious in 3, personally.
Although,
the boss of that game is such a
jerk. One thing about this game, though, compared to the AI, the neat thing is you do a lot of damage. So as long as you can get in a couple of times, it all works out. So you just kind of keep rolling the dice, and this might be one of the easier SNK games to beat. Because I've beaten this one.
Relatively speaking, yes.
It's just one.
I've beaten all of them up through the Xbox game.
I gotta tell you, in terms of presentation, this one's...
Victory!
Because it, yeah.
That's until 4.
No, it's in this one.
Wait, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, because this one actually has zooming in and zooming out, which is disorientating. It keeps both players on screen by just zooming the screen out, which is, it's an effect. Most ports didn't retain that for obvious reasons, but it's a thing. I don't really like the backgrounds all that much in this game. I think they're a bit I don't know. They just... They don't feel like they've mastered kind of interesting backgrounds. They're just kind of busy, but they don't really look particularly great. Also, people get cut in half, including a child. Good game.
Oh, yeah, we never mentioned that. That's,
Samurai Showdown is violent. Maybe not to...
Really violent.
Mortal Kombat degrees, but it's pretty, you know, harsh.
I mean, it's realistic. If you hit somebody with a sword, they're probably going to die eventually.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all die eventually.
I like that the way the game actually works, If your opponent wins by, like, a punch or a kick or something, then at the end of the fight, your character will just be in the background like, ugh, I lost, that sucks. But if they end it on a critical killing blow, like, the quintessential blood spray goes out across half the screen, or they're cut in half, as I said, which is kind of a shock when you first see the game just whip out your character into pieces, then your character will be getting carried off on basically... on a stretcher, dead. They cover it with one of those,
In a straw body bag or something like that.
Yeah, and they're just carrying your character off, and it's like, Jesus, game.
That's a nice touch.
This is lighthearted and fun.
Also, Clade, I'm sorry to be persnickety, but it says Ipon when you win a point in this game, not Victoli.
It even shouts it at you, actually, because it's got voice samples.
I forget what Ipon means, actually.
Ipon! And he says something else when the fight starts, right?
Shorori, or however that goes. I don't speak a lick of Japanese, I couldn't tell you for sure.
That's fine. The game's pretty good. It did launch the... I've tried to check this out, Samurai Showdown or Samurai Spirits might be the best-known SNK property. It's strange, because you'd think King of Fighters would take it, but...
I feel like King of Fighters might overtake it. Samurai Shonen doesn't have a live-action movie, as bad as it was.
It's not a great measure.
I think in Japan, definitely, but I think there might be a lot more American awareness of Samurai Showdown in a sense. Because I've seen a lot of Neo Geo machines that have Metal Slug and Samurai Showdown, but not Sight nor Hide of King of Fighters or Fatal Fury or Real Bout. It's a lot of Samsho and Metal Gear in the...
Metal Slug.
Solid Gear.
All right.
Solid Slug.
Yeah. Drop Shot.
Metal.
Tangent. Metal Launch Air. Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't actually really like... I thought I'd like Samurai Showdown a lot, but I've never gotten it. I just don't really like it. I prefer Last Blade. I like Bushido Blade, but... I don't know, the balance of this one's weird, because I always feel like I end up getting just kind of... I lose, all right? I lose a lot, and I'm like, I don't get it! Why am I losing?
As much as I love the Samurai Showdown series, I may have to admit Last Blade 2 is technically superior.
I mean, it's years later. It's 5 years later, so...
Yeah.
98, yeah.
Are we ready to rank?
I think
it's
so.
Get ready for the record, is what he said.
Oh, he's saying get ready.
Iza Jinjo ni. Get ready, or have a fair fight.
But yeah, so we're going to rank it. We're going to rank Samurai Showdown.
We kind of got a future proof this one.
Well,
go ahead.
That's exactly it, isn't it? It's Samurai Showdown. It's
Samurai Showdown.
This is a tough one.
The thing is, this game's sequels are basically this game, but better. Or at least Samurai Showdown 2 is.
I will already say off the bat that... Except for Tam Tam, who shows up later in 4 anyway, 2 completely obsoletes the first one. I would just recommend, if you want to get into the series, just start playing 2, because that is pretty much everything this one offers and then some. It's kind of hard to go back to the first FF. SS, goddammit.
Samurai Showdown.
I was thinking either of Fatal Fury or Final Fantasy somehow. I don't know how the hell I did that. But the mechanics and controls are a little rougher. It doesn't feel like everything's all there artistically yet. The character sprites look a little comparatively ugly. I mean, they don't look bad, but they instantly look better in 2.
It's an early 90s pixel art style. It's a little hard to hash out. It just kind of doesn't... It doesn't look as good as later SNK games do. They just didn't find their footing yet.
Can I throw out a ranking idea here?
Yes, please.
At 212, we got King of Fighters 98, and that's like the high point of classic King of Fighters.
Yeah, whoever ranked the King of Fighters at that spot made sure this game couldn't go above that. Dumbass.
Yeah, that was primarily down to me and Clayton. I forgot the other person we had on that.
That I wasn't on that one.
That was you.
I was on that one.
Okay.
That was me and you, and Kurt was on it.
Oh yeah, Kurt. Shit, yeah. Right.
That's a great episode if you like King of Fighters. It's available on the Patreon. Please subscribe and like on the Patreon, and you'll receive amazing episodes like when we apparently ranked King of Fighters awfully. We did it.
Kurt and I are pretty big SNK fans, and even we had to admit that KOF's accessibility is kind of a high cliff. Samurai Showdown is at least easier to access because you only have to dote on one character instead of three. But even then, it being an earlier Neo Geo game, I'm going to say 93's the year just before they got super good. Okay, maybe that's not fair. Fatal Fury Special is actually pretty damn good.
I mean, you're just trying to find, you know, they're trying to work out fighting games. They're trying to work it out.
Exactly. 94 was like a big year for fighting games. You had Super Turbo, you had Darkstalkers, you had King of Fighters.
Wasn't it kind of
crazy to think like
Darkstalkers
came out?
A rare miss in 94.
Oh, shut up.
So 233, Bushido Blade.
Okay, this one's not going above Bushido Blade. As far as, you know, Bushido Blade's not Edo era. It actually takes place in modern days, but...
Who knows when Bushido Blade takes place? I think they have lasers.
You fight on a helipad, Katsi the gunman, so, yeah.
I love Bushido Blade.
So, we have 247 Full Throttle. This game is better than Full Throttle, so, that's...
I don't know if it's better, but I'm happy to say that we will include a little bit of the fact that this is the first weapon-based fighting game. Like, as far as we care. Yeah. If you want to tell us that Gladiator by Taito was a weapon-based fighting game, fine. But
We covered that.
Gladiator is kind of more of a semi-sequel to Great Swordsman. Great Swordsman! That would be the first weapon fighting game ever.
Oh, you know, Great Swordsman is just called Gladiator. It's got both
maybe
names.
Not. You might be right.
It's got multiple names. There's so many names. You're talking about Blandia? Forget Blandia.
Oh, no, not
Blandia. Is a great name for that game. I'm just saying.
It's pretty dead. At least it doesn't make any bones about what it is. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's a game. This is better than Blandia, but we don't have Blandia, so.
Going back on track, is it better than Techromancer? Because I really like Techromancer.
I like Techromancer a lot, too. I would place this lower than that.
Purely, if you were to just say which one is better, Techromancer is really cool. And this isn't even the best Sam show, so. You know, yeah.
I think we got a good point between Techromancer and Full Throttle. What do you guys think?
Okay,
I think it goes below Beautiful Joe.
Okay,
maybe above Splatterhouse. So, however you guys feel on Corpse Party,
I would put it above Corpse Party. If that's
I crazy. Love corpses.
I almost wanted to say though that
I know
we have Corpse Party next to Splatterhouse. Something
yeah, I don't know if I want to break that up. That seemed to be intentional.
Yeah.
So, I actually wanted to place this one below Splatterhouse because while Samurai Showdown is violent, Splatterhouse is even more violent. So.
I'm okay with that between Splatterhouse and Flashback.
Okay. That works.
What do you think, Clay?
While we're here, can we put East Book 1 and 2 above Full Throttle?
I don't think we can just rearrange the list. That's
Xerxes isn't here, in fact. We might be
I think I'm obligated to prevent you from rearranging the list for no reason.
No reason besides okay, yeah, so between Splatterback and Flashhouse.
Yeah, we got a unanimous agreed verdict, I think. So those are relatively
nice when that happens.
That's where Samurai Throttle goes.
Alright.
If you're gonna call out my Metal Gear mistake, I'm just gonna ride this train all the way to the end.
I'm gonna call out because you're gonna look like an ass if people are like, this guy doesn't even know what Metal Slug is. Like,
I said it right twice before.
I know, and then you drop the ball, and we are all about keeping the ball undropped.
So everyone, thank you for 100 Hardcore Gaming top 48,875 games of all time.
Yeah, this Samurai Showdown, Quest for the Missing W.
Oh my god, they should totally call some of that. But anyway, this was the start of a long-running fighting game series that has now been resurrected and has done quite well. So, if not for historical points, I still do like the first Sam show. But, just play 2 instead.
We'll see you again in 25 years when they reboot it again.
That's all for this episode. Special thanks goes out to our lovely co-hosts and compatriots, our booking agent Jeff Rude, our theme song MC Norm, check him out at Normally Retro on Twitter, and our technical assistant, video editor, and scriptwriter Ed Burns. You can support this podcast by making a small monthly donation at patreon.com/HG101. I know I did. By subscribing to the HG101 YouTube channel, and by following at GC9X and at HG_101 on Twitter. You can also hang out with us at our Discord channel. It's at bit.ly/HD Discord. But most importantly, help us spread the love of games by getting on iTunes, subscribing to HG101, and giving us a 5-star review. Do it because you like us and you want us to succeed. Until next time, keep keeping it real.